No, you can't practice work, so you tear your knuckles up each time you practice work. You might practice work by putting leather gloves on or something like that.
Do you do heavy work that toughens your hands and makes you strong for the knuckle hop?
No, I guess maybe you could do that. But it takes some muscles to keep yourself suspended that long. Some people might be able to endure the pain that when you start cutting up. Last year I really cut myself up, and this year I just skinned myself and went a lot further, so I lost some weight.
Billy was saying that it's because you're lighter that he thinks you can go further. Do you think this is true?
No, I went further last year too, and I was heavier.
Well, we three brothers, we compete in this all the time, you know. See, could take the endurance, you know. And he's always been the best because he's always the lightest and so on.
Do you think there's a lot of endurance needed to make the knuckle hop to go far?
Yeah, to endure the pain, that's for sure. You could see kind of people making a couple of jumps and they can't hack it, you know.
I talked to one fellow that made about 1 yard, I think, in his hop. How many feet did you go in yours?
I went 70 feet and 5 inches. Last year I went 61 feet, so I pulled it up about, 9 feet. So I did a lot better this year. Broke my own record, too.
Have you played the knuckle hop, or have you done the knuckle hop for a long time?
Well, when we were kids, I tried it. No, I never went this far before.
Is there anything you could tell someone about the game and describe the game for school kids?
Well, you get on your knuckles and your toes, and you kind of get in a push-up form. But you have to hop on all fours at the same time. You don't walk, you hop.
Is there any special muscles you use when you're hopping?
Probably your toes and your arm forward motion to hop.
Have you played this game in Barrow and in Uvik and other places?
No, I played it in Barrow when they had the Christmas games up there. Well, they always have Christmas games every year, you know. I think it's a good thing to preserve the native culture.
Have you won the knuckle hop in Barrow?
Yes, I have won it several times.
Are there other?
But I've hardly ever been home to participate in it till the last few years.
Are there any other games like the knuckle hop that they require a lot of endurance that you participate in?
Yes, they come in pretty awkward shapes that you wouldn't believe. There's one day you get on your knuckles and suspend yourself on your belly, and your feet are off the ground too, and you just hop on your knuckles. And there's one guy that can do it up there. I can't do that.
John Henry, yeah.
John Henry.
You have you're on your knuckles, and your elbows are right against your chest.
Is right that against your tummy, and you. Hop on
the.
You can't go very
duck,
far.
Duck walk, huh?
No, you hop on. But there's another one on the same position where you walk.
What's the record in that, do you know?
I don't know. They got the records up there.
Do you think that that endurance is a good part of the game to have?
Well, it's the trait of the old people. They were either good hunters or real strong men, or, you know, this is all part of it, part of the culture. See how long they can endure
pain.
Pain and, well, physically, you know.
Thanks very much for the interview. Jenny Felder, would you tell me what you've been doing here at the Eskimo Olympics?
Well, I am blanket tossing for Barrow. And the first thing about it is you have to have the right kind of guys to hold on to the blanket that knows how. And the next, I could say about it is that it's better to have, you know, you cannot have any old person to hold on to it, or else somebody's going to get hurt. Like the first day they started, they had some guys that didn't even know how. And quite a few of them probably got hurt from it. And then I don't know if they'll... We talked to them that they should have all native boys that knows how to handle the blanket.
Did they do that for the second night then?
Well, they I wasn't here for the second night because they have the men competition. They said they did better because they... the guys that were competing, you know, from different villages talked to the boys before they get on it. So they did better than we did, I think, than the women competition. Tonight is for both men and women. But I told them that we might not even get on if they don't have their native boys hold on to the blanket, because somebody could get killed or get hurt pretty bad if they have the right wrong kind of people to hold on to the blanket.
What's important about holding the blanket?
Well, to me is that they have to all know how to throw a person up, and when they come down, they have to pull it instead of sagging it. That's the most important part of when you're blanket tossing. Especially in your, you know, it's just like when a person is on a trampoline, it's, you know, how flat it is. But that is how the boys will be when the person come down. Not tagging it or anybody can really broken ankle or arm or something, you know.
Excuse me, sir. I was in a blanket too last night, you know, and when they were throwing up these, you know, when they were throwing us up, you know, and they didn't know how to throw people up.
You don't feel you went as high as you could have gone?
No, it's not that, you know, it's the people that's pulling.
It's the people that are holding onto the blanket. They have to be told before a person get on the blanket how they're supposed to hold it and how they're supposed to throw them. Especially when they come down, they have to pull it out instead of sagging it. It has to be flat if a person come down.
See, if a person come down, you know, if they don't hold a blanket too tight, you hit the floor. Right. Then you'll have a broken ankle or broken leg or something like that. But you know, when you're holding a blanket, you can hold it tight, always.
How high up were you being thrown last night?
Oh, I was just about up to the ceiling, but I just about landed on the floor. But this lucky thing is I got on a blanket.
Do the people in Inuvik do the blanket toss?
Yeah.
What time of year is the blanket toss done?
On July. This year we had it on the 14th, 15th, and 16th. The Northern Games in Inuvik. Those people that hold a blanket, they never let go. They just hang on tight. The way I was doing the blanket toss last night, it was one side was too weak. The other side was a bit stronger. Then you just about get flipped off the blanket.
Jenny, how high were you going when you were being tossed?
Oh, I didn't do very good the first day because they didn't have the enough guys to that didn't, you know, they didn't have enough guys to hold on to the blanket, and they didn't know how to throw us, you know, like they do at home.
You've been in the Olympics before. How high have you gone on the blanket?
Well, when I was jumping about four or five years ago down in Seattle, the highest I ever went was 50 feet.
Wow, that's great. How about in Barrow? Have you gone very high in your own town?
Oh, yes. They throw us pretty high because the way they have the blanket is they have wood on four sides with the ropes. It's pretty high, and they have the ropes to hold on to it, and top it off, all guys hold on to it all around, and they know how to throw you, and they know how to hold on to the blanket.
What time of year does the blanket toss happen in Barum?
Well, they have it in June, in the whaling season, when they have the festivals, when they get a whale, they have it in June, every June.
And so it's a celebration for the whaling, the whales.
Yes, they have it in every June for the celebrations.
Do you think that you're going to have another record tonight if they hold the blanket tight?
Well, I hope so. But I'm not about to get on it if they don't have the right guys to hold on to it, because the way they did it the first time, it wasn't good. It was kind of scary because they let me touch the floor, and that kind of scary. You know, it's not too good, especially when you touch the floor. And tonight I'll try. That's the only thing I have to say. They have to have the right kind of guys to hold on to it that knows how to hold on to the blanket. That's the main thing. That's the only way to, you know, really know how to do the blanket toss. The only person have to really know how to hold on to it.
I'd like to ask one more question to both of you. What do you think of when you're up in the air? Are you trying to keep your balance, or are you just looking around when you're up there?
No, that's not that. You just don't look around. You got to keep your balance up in the air. It's like when you're running the ground. Just like the same thing. Up there, you try harder than running.
Do you use your arms mostly for balance?
Your legs, it's about all.
Your legs are the most important when you're on the blanket. Like when they throw you up, you have to have your legs. You cannot put them together if you come down, or else you'll fall, or you know your balance is not going to be right. If you come down, you have to have your feet apart when you come down. That way you'll be balanced. And to me, the way I jump is the best way is when they throw me up. I usually just, I don't look at the blanket. I look straight out, and you come down, and you just come down. You land on the blanket. You have to keep your feet apart, and you have to relax with it when you come down on the blanket.
Abel, do you keep relaxed when you come down on the blanket, and are your feet spread?
Yeah, you have to. Because otherwise, if you don't keep, you know, if you don't keep relaxed or anything like that, you know, if you hit the blanket, it's harder than anything else. You just might break a leg or sprain your ankle or something like that. When they throw you up in the blanket, it's harder than pulling, I say. But if you don't keep your balance, you just might break a leg.
Mostly you have to depend on the people that are holding on to the blanket if you come down, because they have to really have it really tight if you come down. That's the only way to, you know, especially when you're competing from different villages, they have to know how to hold on to the blanket. They are not supposed to just get anybody that don't know how to throw anybody. That's a person that's competing.
Right, the camera. Camera is Miss Margaret. There's your top. Joe Callahan. Joe Callahan. Get the better manager. Okay. I'm quite better. Joe Callahan. Okay, we have Billy Gilbert, the last player.